The immigration debate has become toxic and fails to deal with the complexity of forced migration and its human consequences. They're the findings of a report being released today by a group of non-government policymakers and experts. It calls for a fresh approach and recommends Australia take more refugees. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The political debate's been boiled down to stopping the boats, but former ministers, current politicians, refugee advocates, and a former Indonesian ambassador say now that's been done, it's time to take a new tack. They want a refugee policy for the long term.
We're going to be able to deal with this in a much more constructive way once it ceases being the hot political issue, which I don't think it any longer is.
Fred Chaney, Senior Australian of the Year and a former minister in the Fraser government, says it's realistic to imagine there can be a new and better deal for refugees in Australia.
The fact is the boats have stopped and the government can claim the credit for that. The opposition will tend to claim some of the credit for that too, given the decisions they made late in the last government. You can't keep recycling that. If the boats stop coming, will the problem go away? No, it won't, because our neighbours are going to have continuing problems. We're going to have continuing problems as a country in dealing with what is an international issue.
He's one of 35 people at a high-level roundtable under the auspices of the Centre for Policy Development, Australia 21, and the Caldor Centre for International Refugee Law. It was run in July under Chatham House rules. The key recommendations being released in Canberra today include lifting Australia's humanitarian intake to at least 25,000, processing asylum seekers in their home countries before they flee, and better treatment of asylum seekers in Australia.
The government is approaching it not in a humanitarian way, but more in a military way. That is my impression.
Another participant, former Indonesian ambassador to Australia, Wiryono Sastrohandoyo, says Australia's pushback policy is not helpful.
If you see it as a military problem, then the policy is simply to push back, and that means throwing the problem to Indonesia. We are only a transit country. The refugees do not come from Indonesia. They come through Indonesia, and we have been cooperating, but now you simply push them back.
He says what's needed is full cooperation between the countries of origin, transit countries like Indonesia, and destination countries like Australia.
It is basically a problem without immediate solution.
He, like refugee advocate Paris Aristotle, is pushing for a new dialogue that allows officials to talk off the record in a personal capacity about longer-term policy options.
There are no complete solutions to this issue. There will only be better ways of managing them. What I would like to see happen is for the entrenched positions that people have held for so long to be broken down and for people to come into a dialogue process that allows us to discuss all of the issues and find credible, viable and long-lasting strategies for managing this issue better.
Since the roundtable, the government has struck a deal with Clive Palmer for the reintroduction of temporary protection visas for refugees.
I wouldn't think this is anywhere near an ideal solution, but it's a small move in a better direction.
Former Fraser Government Minister Fred Chaney, who's launching the report, and Alexandra Kirk was our reporter.